This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Janice Dean.
I'm Jason Chaffetz.
I'm Harris Faulkner. And this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, April 12th, 2024. I'm John Saucier. This week on Capitol Hill, it was FBI Director Christopher Wray sitting down to give some testimony on what threats the United States is currently facing. Wray says they have their eye on a number of issues as he laid out why we should be concerned about our adversaries.
He's an attorney, former federal prosecutor, now, as we know, the FBI director, so he's careful when he says things. He's not going to just announce threats if they weren't serious threats.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The FBI is wondering, if a terror attack at a concert hall can be pulled off in Russia, what's stopping terror organizations from trying it here in the United States?
Now, increasingly concerning, is the potential for a coordinated attack here in the homeland, akin to the ISIS-K attack we saw at the Russia concert hall just a couple weeks ago.
This is just one of many threats that FBI Director Christopher Wray discussed during testimony on Capitol Hill this week, the very same week that the House of Representatives voted on extending Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
I've covered Christopher Wray, the FBI director, for probably a little bit more than 4 years now, and he chooses his words incredibly carefully.
Our guest today is David Spund, Washington, D.C.-based correspondent for Fox News Channel.
He's an attorney, former federal prosecutor, now, as we know, the FBI director, so he's careful when he says things. He's not going to just announce threats if they weren't serious threats. The FBI director this week in front of Congress said that he's concerned about several different threats facing the United States, potential copycat or people inspired by some of the horrible acts seen in Israel when Hamas attacked Israel back more than 6 months ago on October the 7th. Director Wray is also concerned about potential attacks that mimic the ISIS-K attack in the Moscow-Russia concert hall, where more than 50 people were killed. And then he has also been sounding the alarm for years about cyber attacks from Russia in the People's Republic of China, the PRC government, the communist-backed government there, and what they may do to our intellectual property and some of our other online components.
Now, something that concerns me a little bit, and you mentioned China and Russia, these two countries getting together on certain efforts, and specifically maybe even the war in Ukraine. Did he mention anything like that with Chinese weapon sales to Russia or just even helping them in their war?
Yeah, he's always been concerned about the relationship between China and Russia. It's a relationship that I think has been growing closer over the past few years. The United States has minimal dialogue with China. It's been getting better than it was even, let's say, a year ago. Clearly, the dialogue with Russia and the United States, not there, not what it was even 5-10 years ago, maybe even 4 years ago. However, it is a concern for the FBI, for the CIA, for all of the intelligence agencies to see Russia buddy up with China. Then there's also a concern that, you know, there may be some other nations that perhaps are getting involved over in that part of the world. But the China-Russia relationship, yes, is a priority for the FBI to watch, correct?
Yeah, especially as this war in Ukraine continues to go on, and there is that huge funding package that's tied up in Congress right now with a number of high-level leaders really, really wanting to get that money onto the battlefield in the form of ammunition for the Ukrainian soldiers who are trying to defend their country from that Russian invasion. Some people have called what's happening on our southern border an invasion. David, we're talking about the illegal immigrants who have been coming across and the border security. There's one very curious case which happened recently where we have reports an Afghan national who was reportedly on the terror watch list who was captured but then released into the United States. Did Ray have anything to say, not maybe about this specific case, but about the southern border and potential threats coming through there?
Oh, absolutely. He's talked about the southern border for months now. And while it's, you know, technically a Department of Homeland Security issue or crisis, as it were, the FBI director ultimately is in charge of an agency that has to deal with some of the problems from some of these people that are crossing this border. So he did say, yes, the fentanyl is a problem. People crossing the border illegally is a problem. So the FBI does deal with some of this on a peripheral level. The FBI director also made a huge pitch yesterday or on Thursday for the FISA, which is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, specifically Section 702, to be renewed. The House did pass it tentatively today. It still needs to go over to the Senate. This allows Section 702, the United States, to spy on, without a warrant, foreigners that are in other countries and collect that information. In some of the cases, those people are talking to people in the United States, and some of that information is collected in the sweep. And he relayed that to the southern border and some of the drug cartels and whatnot that are related to the southern border. And there's also, you have to remember, a China connection to the southern border and fentanyl. And where is the fentanyl being produced? You know, a national security source told me today that FISA 702, the ability of the government to use the warrantless spying on people, actually helped the United States stop and seize enough fentanyl precursors and chemicals to make millions of pills of fentanyl from even coming to the United States. So another tool that, you know, Ray was touting. And yes, he does tie it to the southern border, and the FBI clearly aware that the southern border is not just a problem, but a crisis.
Here in the United States, law enforcement needs a warrant to monitor or spy on potential criminals, but there is a law which allows them to do it with no warrant when it comes to foreign investigations. FISA has been a controversial program ever since it was put into place, and it looks like it will remain in place, at least for the near future. This is one of many topics on the table today with Fox News correspondent David Spund, who joins us from Washington, D.C. He's got some in-depth details on the FISA program and how it's become politicized in this election year. Keep it locked right here for much more coming your way next. Really, the debate in Washington over FISA was extremely interesting because there have been some Republicans who have been critical of this, saying that maybe it oversteps the authority. But there were 19 Republicans who sided with the Democrats to get this vote done. What are some of the criticisms of the FISA program? And maybe if you could even talk, David, about past abuses. We've seen some somewhat recently, haven't we?
Sure. So the FISA program came to be Section 702 specifically. There are many different parts of FISA, not to get our listeners too bogged down. Right. But FISA was created, 702 created in 2008. Now, there have been abuses with the FISA program over the years as far as, and we're talking over 200,000 abuses. And that's just people pulling records without a warrant. Some of the remedies to that is to significantly lower the number of people that are allowed to use and look at these communications of people to keep the pool much smaller. But after those abuses, people are skeptical of this program. And you have people like Jim Jordan, the staunch Republican judiciary chairman, and the ranking member, Gerald Nadler from New York, a longtime Democrat, who basically get along rarely on anything political sided on this issue completely to try to make some changes to the 702 program to get a warrant. The FBI director, the CIA director, others have come out and said that getting a warrant would slow down the process. No court has said a warrant is needed because the law does not call for a warrant. And remember, we're talking about warrants of people that are overseas, potentially talking to people here in the United States. But their concern is that you add a warrant provision in there, then essentially you're making a warrant provision or a warrant exception available for foreigners overseas that may be, you know, plotting attacks against the United States. And they claim that that's absolutely silly. So, you know, FISA is a program overall that has been retooled several times and has come under a lot of criticism. The former President Donald Trump just a few days ago said to, quote, kill FISA. He posted it on social media. But this is the same Donald Trump that when he was president in January of 2018 reauthorized FISA for more than 5 years and said that it was a great tool to save America. He also said that it would spy on FISA was used to spy on his campaign. You know, technically speaking, he's talking about his former campaign aide, Carter Page. His communications were swept up, but that was a different section of FISA. That was called Title I. That has nothing to do with what was on the House floor this week. Title I is a warrant is used in Title I, meaning a judge signed off on that. So there's a lot of rhetoric floating around that FISA 702 was used to spy on Donald Trump's campaign. That's not correct. However, it is correct to say there have been problems with the FISA program, and there are opportunities to make changes. And the FBI director says one of those changes is lowering the amount of people that can pull these communications.
All right. So we know that the renewal of FISA has passed the House. What are you hearing in Washington about its chances in the Senate? We're expecting them to maybe consider it by next week.
Yeah, we're thinking early next week. I think it has pretty good chances to pass the Senate from everything we're hearing. We don't hear the roadblocks that we heard in the House. Obviously, the House has hundreds of more members than the Senate. Getting things across the House can be a lot tougher than it can in the Senate. It's expected to pass the Senate. It's expected the president's going to sign this. This would be a 2-year extension of FISA. The administration, the FBI director, CIA director, all the heads of the intelligence agencies wanted a 5-year extension. This is just a 2-year extension because that's the compromise that everybody came up with. So here we go again. In 2 years, we're going to be somewhat re-upping FISA again.
Well, at least heading into those 2 years, we have a nice, good understanding of this FISA program now.
Exactly.
I'm glad
it can
you went
be complicated.
I'm glad you went into the weeds a little bit for me because I don't have time to read through all those different pages and articles. So we're glad that you did. And David Spund, Washington, D.C.-based correspondent for Fox News. We're glad you're with us again. Thanks for being on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, John.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.